Good morning. It's so good to see you all here today, and such a blessing it is. Is this on? Why don't we turn this off? I've got this on, okay? Thank you. Thank you. So good to have you all here today, and I hope that those of you who are veterans have had a good weekend. Have you? I ask too many questions sometimes. I ask myself a lot of questions, actually. And especially as I'm reading the Bible, I ask a lot of questions, and sometimes the questions don't get answered, you know. I try to find out what's going on in this passage, who's doing what, did he say, when did he say it, and then I start asking myself the why questions. Why did he do that? Why did God not let Moses into the promised land? Why did God not just make us so that we don't sin? Why did Job get so much trouble? Those questions kind of befuddle me sometimes and makes my head hurt. But Jesus gave the answer to a why question without us even having to ask. He was sitting down with his disciples, and he said, I'm about to go away, and I will come and bring you to myself so that where I am, you can be there also. I think his disciples understood that he was talking about death. But before they could even ask why, he gave them the love commandment, love one another. The world will know that you are mine by the way that you love one another. And then he answered the why question. He said, greater love has no one that they would give up their lives for their friends. And if you love me, and if you obey my commandments, you will be my friends. Love is often the answer to the why questions in our lives as well. Why do women endure the discomfort of pregnancy and the danger and pain of childbirth? Because they have so much love in their heart, they have to give their love away to someone, and they make a child. Why do men and women slave away at jobs that they don't even like? Because they love their family, and they will do whatever it takes to provide for them. Why does a golfer admit that she missed a stroke when nobody was looking? Because she loves the game. And she loves fairness and honor more than she loves winning. Here's a why question. Why are you in church today? I'll bet the answer has something to do with love. You love God. Or maybe you love your wife or your husband, and this is important to them, so that you come along too. Or maybe you love your children or your grandchildren, and so you bring them here because you want them to be grounded in the ethical values and the commandments of Jesus so that they can be fruitful and God-fearing and God-loving as they go into adulthood. There are many reasons why you might be here, but I'll bet at the bottom of it, it's love. Now, here's another why question for you. Why do veterans make the sacrifices that they do? Memorial Day, of course, is a day for honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for our country or in service to our country. Veterans Day is a day when we honor those who made the penultimate sacrifice, the second highest sacrifice. Our veterans did not give up their lives, but they offered their lives. And they were willing to die. They did not give up their future, but they gave up their present, giving up their most productive years to take a job when maybe they could have made more money somewhere else, taking on the inconveniences of service to their country, dragging their families to places that they didn't want to go, to live in houses they would not have chosen for themselves, to say goodbye to old friends and try to make new friends in their new places. It was the ultimate sacrifice, not only for the veterans, but for their spouses and kids as well. And I want to honor them today as too. They did not leave widows or orphans in their wake, but they made sacrifices by being absent from their families, sometimes in the most inopportune times. They missed their baby's first steps, or their child's first at-bat, or their child's first recital, or maybe their baby's first breath. And they were not there to congratulate their spouse when they got their promotion. The penultimate sacrifice belongs to these veterans and to their spouses and families as well. But what really amazes me and makes me so convinced that this is a matter of love is that when they look back over their lives and see all the things that they've done, they count it all as gain and say they would do it again. Why? I suppose that there is an economic benefit to this. They get retirement benefits. They get decent pay. They get all kinds of opportunities to go into another field later. They get an education through the military. But I think all of that pales in comparison to the love that drove them there in the first place. So how do we respond to people who make the ultimate sacrifice like Jesus and the penultimate sacrifice like our veterans? Well, obviously, we give them gratitude. We show their gratitude and thank them for their service. And that's what Veterans Day happens. We do that quite often, but I don't think it should stop there. I think we should try to live up to the sacrifices they made. In the case of Jesus, we should listen to his words and follow his commandments and try to live up to the legacy that he left for us. We should follow his commandments because he says when we follow his commandments, we will be his friends. And he gave up his life for his friends. As for veterans, we show our gratitude, but when we honor them, we should be careful not to dishonor them. How do we dishonor our veterans? Well, when we throw away the freedoms they risked their lives for and fought so hard for. Take a look at the Bill of Rights and enumerate those freedoms that are given to us. And by the way, they're not given to us. They were given to us by God. We just protect them, right? Let's just say that up front. But when they're given to us and we take them for granted or throw them away and not even use them, we kind of dishonor our veterans. When we have the right to take responsibility for our own lives, but we don't take responsibility, even though the freedom is there for us to do what we want and take responsibility for our lives, we dishonor our veterans. When we convince ourselves that other people of other classes or races or genders are somehow inferior to us, we give a lie to the basic foundation of our nation that all people are created equal. And we dishonor our veterans. When our veterans fight so that we can have freedom of speech and we squelch the voices of those that we disagree with, we dishonor our veterans. As Oliver Wendell Holmes said, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Yet too many times we try to silence those whose opinions differ from us. Or when we slander people of every faith, we dishonor the veterans who defended our freedom of religion. And when we enjoy the opportunities we have here but deny those same opportunities to others, we dishonor our veterans. So how do we go about living our lives in such a way that
we can truly say thank you to our veterans and then put our money where our mouth is. We can live our lives like they live their lives, with honor, striving for justice, seeking the truth, facing the facts, not being in denial of what has been given to us, but receive it with gratitude. And how can we honor Jesus? Well, in the same way, for he made the ultimate sacrifice. He showed us what was good. He taught us what was right. He said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am life. Abide in me. And as I abide in you, you will have everlasting life. If we try to earn that gift, we fall flat on our faces. We cannot earn that kind of a gift, but we can receive it with gratitude and give thanks and praise to God for this marvelous gift that he's given us of salvation through Jesus Christ. It's kind of demoralizing, I would think, when we fail to do that. I'm sure you remember the stories that came back from Vietnam when soldiers would remember those times when they were told to go take this hill, and so they charged up the hill and shed tears and blood and lost good friends along the way. And then a day later, they would receive orders to fall back and let the enemy take the hill again. Now, I'm not a soldier, but I think that would be hard for me to take. I would understand the need to obey orders, and so I would march up the hill, and I would understand the need to obey orders, so I would march back down again, but I would, in the back of my mind, be wondering, why did my friend have to die for such a silly thing? The best way for us to honor our veterans is to live our lives in such a way that we carry on the ideals that established our nation in the beginning. To live our lives so that we can be a place of opportunity for others as they come, and a place of fairness, even and especially for those people who were not born into such conditions that we were born into. A lot of our prosperity begins with the conditions under which we were born. And I know a lot of you fought your way up to the top. I get that. In some ways, I did too. But there are many other people who cannot even see the next step to take. And in the interest of fairness and equality for all, it behooves us to make those opportunities available to them as well. That honors our veterans. It honors Jesus too, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who looked upon even the leper and gave them mercy, who looked upon the woman caught in adultery and said, neither do I condemn you. Who looked upon starving people and fed them with just some bread and fish. Some people see Veterans Day as a chance to take it easy, to maybe have a cookout, maybe get some errands done, or take a nap. Others see it as a chance to honor our veterans and to say thank you, maybe go to a ceremony and recognize the day as something special. But I want to suggest to you that maybe we can go the next step and see it as an opportunity to ask the why questions in our lives. Why do we do the things that we do? And why did they do the things that we benefit from? And to take up that cause with them, to cherish and protect what matters to all of us, to become a better person and help others to become better people as well, to strive for social justice just as much as the veterans strived for political justice, to foster peace in our homeland the way they fought for peace around the globe. Maybe it's time for us to join the cause with them, to put on our own boots and march side by side with them, and with the same resolve that we can leave this world in a better place that we found it. And maybe we can follow Jesus too, to love one another as he commanded us to. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.